I have a question.
Yeah.
Has Baba broken his silence yet?
Long time, the day he observed, he broke it. You didn't know that? No. According to me, he did break his silence.
When? When?
The day he observed the silence, the day he began his silence, he broke his silence.
Why?
Why?
I don't understand.
You don't understand? There are many people who have asked me this question. And to me, I felt it that way. Because in his presence also, I was the target. And Baba would directly point out to me, look, this fellow doesn't believe that I'll break my silence. He would say it in front of the other mandali. And all the elders, you see, will get wild on me and say, why don't you believe when he says that he's going to break his silence? Why are you like that? I said, I have nothing to do with his breaking his silence. I'm writing what he wants me. Because circulars would go out that he will be breaking his silence very soon, that he has observed his silence now for so many years and will break his silence and all that. So I said, I have nothing to say about it. It matters very little whether he breaks his silence or he doesn't break his silence. That's how I used to keep myself. And it seems to me, even now at this stage, I have that same conviction that he observed the silence in order to break his silence, naturally. Otherwise, what's the sense of him observing the silence? He was such an he spoke so incessantly, he had good voice and everything was there and all that. But how did he break his silence? When did he break his silence? So, it took quite a few years. Gradually it filtered through. There is a book on his silence. Various times he has said so many things about his silence. I don't know whether you all have read the book or not. But there is one thing that I always liked it. See that? Can you read that, Mary?
Drown all silence.
No, that is there. Yeah, drown all silence in...
All silence. The next one?
Yeah.
When the word of my love breaks out of its silence...
Loudly. When the word...
Okay. When the word of my love breaks out of its silence and speaks in your heart, telling you who I really am, you will know that that is the real word you have always been longing to hear.
That is the breaking of his silence. Each heart. He's silent in us. Of course he's silent. Yeah. So when his love breaks out in our heart and we begin to speak his name out, that is, he has broken his silence. That's what I always used to take. You follow now?
Yeah.
He has broken his silence in you. Mm-hmm. You have heard his word. You have come here. You want to know about him. You want to love him. Yeah. What is it? That's where he has broken his silence. Mm-hmm. And another thing that he has said about his silence, so fine, in a different way. Jerry, I don't know whether you heard this. One day, before he passes away, before he passed away, here in this very hall, he questions this, puts this question to me, because knowing that my temper is a bit short-tempered. I just flare up, you see, I start bawling at people, shouting and all that. Amongst ourselves, Mandali and all, he knew that. He would hear my voice and say, what's the matter with you? I've gone mad or something. Something like that. That's my nature. What can I do? It was. Now, of course, it has subdued a lot, but it is still there. And nowadays, on the contrary, doctors tell me to shout out loudly because it helps to keep my blood pressure in even levels. I have very low blood pressure. So, yeah. Yeah. So shout out. Now that I don't want to, they said, no, shout out. They'll give me a cause to get the shout out. Aside from this, he tells me one day, he says, why is it that you always shout out when you're angry? Why do you? I lose my temper, Baba. He says, but why do you have to shout out? A person is close by to you and you speak so loudly like that. What's the matter with you? Why do you shout out at a person? But I have no control over my mind. I lose my temper and I'm angry and that's why. But what makes you shout out? He said, when you are angry at a person, that person is far removed from your heart. Mm. A distance is created. that person is far removed from your heart. Therefore, a distance is created. To bridge that distance, you throw your voice inadvertently. Yeah. Now take the case the other way. When two people are in love with each other, do you all shout in the world? He said, no, we speak softly. He says, when you love somebody all the more, softer is the speech. You don't shout. It's very soft. And when you are in intense love with somebody, you whisper. And when you love the person very, very deeply, you are totally satisfied at gazing the other person. And you know what the feelings are exchanged. Just gazing at a person. How much more so with me, he says. Because why this happens? Because there is no distance. The hearts have come so close that there is no distance.